We're back once again. It's another episode. It's episode 12, Chris.
12.
We've gone to 12. This is episode 12. We're close to 20, man. We're close to 20.
I mean, we're getting into the flow of things, I think.
I think so too.
I think we're getting into it now.
So it's a little pocket awareness. Make sure you subscribe. A little pocket awareness with Marcus and Chris. Let me get that straight first. Make sure you subscribe to iTunes and Spotify. Check out the podcast on both those platforms. You'll see us every week, posting every single Saturday with our previews of the week, and we talk about quarterbacks.
Yeah, but we get a little carried away sometimes. We talk a little bit more than just quarterbacks.
We get carried away a little bit, but we're gonna make it happen. So this week we're gonna talk about a little Andrew Luck, Philip Rivers, do a little rookie update. Blake Bortles got benched,
but he's gonna play again.
We're gonna check out our prediction updates for the season and last week, because Chris had a prediction that didn't go too well for him.
It was starting out like it was looking pretty good for me. Dang,
didn't end too well. And got some whatever random things we get into, because you know we get random. So let's go ahead and kick it off with Thursday night. Deshaun Watson, 5 touchdowns, 19-15 passing. 15 of 19 passing, 5 touchdowns.
Well, it sure looked like he completed 19 of his 15 passes.
Yes, because, yes, he did look like he was on target for most of the game as they beat the Dolphins 42-23.
So he looked like he was in control that whole game, absolutely. But I don't know if I could say that all those throws were good throws.
All right, Chris, I mean, He's had a good stretch of games here.
I'll agree. He's definitely had a good stretch of games.
I think he is playing really well right now.
I think he's starting to get comfortable, which is good.
I think he's playing very well, playing top notch. Sorry, he finished 16-20 for 239 yards, 5 touchdowns.
It was still 4 incompletions versus 5 touchdowns. He's throwing more touchdowns than incompletions.
Yeah, basically. And you know, he's throwing the ball downfield a lot.
Yes.
They love to throw that ball downfield. I mean, Hopkins is ridiculous.
He catches everything with his hamstring.
He catches everything.
That catch that wasn't a catch. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And Watson knows that too. I think Watson just knows that.
I hope so.
And when you have that trusted receiver, man, it makes him play better because he.
You can take a few more risks throwing a specific side of the field.
And that line is terrible.
Well,
that line is awful.
I think we knew that coming into the year, though.
Yeah.
I don't think this is anything that's new. And last season, he was under duress a lot, too.
Yeah, you know what we're talking about, Chris. He's going to miss 3 games. He got the 13. So can they make the playoffs when he's going to miss 3 games? The dude had to ride a bus to the game
last week. I know. To Jacksonville, right? Wasn't it to Jacksonville?
Yeah.
That was crazy. He couldn't get on a plane. They were afraid his lung was going to collapse on the plane.
That's what I'm saying. There's no way. He's going to give you a great 13 games, I tell you. But he's going to miss some games this year. It's bound to happen. I don't know who their backup is.
We'll see.
He's got to, because he's going to get, there's no, he's under pressure a lot. He wasn't at all this game. I don't know how that
well,
happened.
Well, I think that we need to talk about the elephant in the room, and that's how awful that Dolphins defense is.
Yeah.
Let's be 100% honest. Some of those throws that were completed didn't have a lot of business being completed on some occasions.
But if you look at the last couple weeks, though, I mean, he hasn't played terrible defense.
No, I'm just saying this was a stellar performance, but you can't say it's a stellar performance all because of Watson. You really have to account for the fact that that defense is so bad. We were talking about this earlier today.
Yeah.
They literally ran one play twice, and it ended both times in a 50-plus yard touchdown. All they did was flip the formation. They ran the same play twice. The first time, the safety jumps the dig route coming across the field. It was Hopkins on the dig.
Yeah.
They jumped it. Mm-hmm. And what happens on the other side? Fuller comes across on the post, wide open. The other safety goes, oh, hell no.
And the second time, the opposite happened.
Yeah, they both went with Fuller on the post. And Deshaun is just wide open and was underthrown horrendously.
Well, he was late.
And it was underthrown.
He was late. Well, I think he wanted Fuller. He waited as long as possible to see if he can get it to Fuller.
Yeah.
And then he had the time, which he just hasn't had all year.
Yeah, but.
Because, I mean, he hasn't had the time all year to do that. And I think that's how you beat Watson, is if you can get pressure and keep him in the pocket, get pressure on him, is he struggles a little bit.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's still young enough to where his head comes down. He gives up on the routes being run. There's not as much anticipation or faith still. I mean, I think we're seeing a lot more faith being developed with Hopkins.
Yeah.
But if they take him away and the pocket collapses, you see his head, his eyes drop. He's looking for an escape.
Yeah.
He's not looking downfield for a completion. He's not looking to his check down out of the backfield or the tight end across the middle. That's his safety valve.
Yeah. Yeah. When he gets out of the pocket and he rolls out, though.
Oh, yeah. Eyes come back up and he's on alert. Yeah. You're in a lot of trouble. You're in a lot of trouble. If you're going to get him, that's where you get him before you close that pocket down, you make him drop his eyes.
Yeah.
You got to finish it there on the defensive side of the football. But you're right. Tackle. He gets through that.
You're in trouble. You're in trouble.
Yep.
And he lost Will Fuller, though. That's going to be a big loss for them.
How long?
Tore ACL.
Oh.
Yeah. So
I missed that part.
Torn ACL. So that's going to be a big loss for them.
Absolutely.
Because he's not going to have that fear of stretching the field anymore. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody running with no more safeties with Will Fuller anymore.
Can't run the dig and post combination right now.
No, that's not coming anymore. So we'll see how they look going forward. I just know he's going to get hurt. That's my worry. That line's still really bad. I don't care what the Dolphins did yesterday. They're terrible on defense. But I think if you give Watson time and he can play really well, man. I think he's good. I did my terrible draft. He's my worst draft evaluation so far the last couple of years, man. I don't know how I'm totally missing.
Well,
this.
So I mean, let's use the whole body of work. We don't have a full season. Can you truly evaluate?
I mean, we do now. We got 16 games now.
Between two seasons. So he's had the opportunity to have an off season where he can take, he's learned. He's learned a lot from year one. But, I mean, we might have 16 games now, but I don't think that's a full evaluation that we can put on him yet.
Yeah, I still think he's going to be a good quarterback. I think he's going to get better. I mean, unless he starts getting hurt. And that's the big thing.
It's two things for me. It's what you're talking about with the potential for injury. Mm-hmm. And I'm still not seeing the accuracy.
The consistent accuracy?
Yes.
But does he need to be accurate at this point?
Well, not against the Dolphins.
I mean, but how accurate? I mean, you just throw the ball around Hopkins. I mean.
Yeah, you can get away with throwing the ball around Hopkins.
Hopkins is definitely an accuracy eraser. I agree with you.
But I mean, we're going to see what happens with Fuller being out. If he's going to make those kind of risks with the football and just kind of put it out there, it's not as difficult against one guy. It's a lot more difficult against two.
Yeah.
So don't get me wrong, Hopkins is phenomenal. He's going to have a little bit more of a challenge in the back half of the season.
I agree. I think without Will Fuller there, he's going to have some issues. He's going to have to hold the ball probably a little longer.
We can get in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, he's going to be.
We're going to see what his
pocket
awareness looks
like. It's going to be a struggle for Watson going forward. But the Texans, they've won 5 in a row. They've basically taken over that division.
They've needed it. Well, we'll see what happens for the rest. There's a lot of games left. We got a lot of division football to play left.
So let's talk about some of the bigger news of the week, talking about the AFC South. Blake Bortles got benched this past week.
He was due. He was due to get benched, but they're going right back to him immediately this next week. Do you think they'll do it again? You think they'd do that again?
No.
So it's just for show?
For sure, it's just for show.
So then what does he care?
I think he was mad. I think he was overly mad. I think he was pissed, especially when they went and scored the touchdown. He did not show any love to Cody Kessler. I think that to me that shows more about who you are than anything. I think if you got benched,
you're not a good teammate.
Yeah, just for half, dog. Ain't like you were playing like shit for three weeks in a row,
and that doesn't like We'll pretend like last season didn't happen.
Yeah. Yeah, you're good in stretches, bro. I get it. You had the 300-yard game. See, the thing with what bothers me about Blake Bortles is the way the media covers him. Like, one week, he's, oh, my God, he's Blake Bortles. He's amazing. He out-dueled Tom Brady, threw 300 yards against the Patriots, la, 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 la. And then 2 weeks later, it's like, oh, my God, he's terrible. He's the worst quarterback on the planet. I hate Blake Bortles. Why the Jags? He's ruining the Jags' window.
I'm waiting for that team to turn against him.
Like, come on, dog. I think they already are. They already having fights in the locker room. You heard about that?
I didn't.
No, they had a fight in the locker room.
No, well, here we go. Here we go. This
Clay's
is where
Campbell breaking people up.
It's going to be really interesting to see what happens because they brought Hyde in to improve the running game.
Yeah.
So I think the defense knows, the offensive line knows, the running backs know we need to get the ball out of Blake's hands. But Blake, what's he going to do? Like, how's he going to accept that? How's he going to take that? You bring in Hyde. You got Yeldon still going if he can stay healthy. They're expecting Fournette back after the bye week. So they got three running backs that they want to give the ball to.
Yeah, and they want to run the ball.
Well, that's the success we were talking about. That's a successful formula. You run the football successfully. You get ahead. You kill the clock. You turn it over to your top five defense, and let them just create mayhem.
Is the defense good still? That's the question.
I think they're worn out. I think they're tired.
You think they're tired?
I think they're tired. They're on the field a lot.
I think some of the pieces are a little older. I think Calais Campbell's a little older.
True.
They got a career year out of Calais Campbell. Like,
they did.
That year is
they
not
did.
Normal.
They did. But that they have such a rotation on that defensive line that it can still keep them.
Yannick is still special.
It can still keep them fresh.
Fowler has been a disappointment like crazy. But I just think they got more holes than they did last year, for sure. I think losing Paul plus, what was it?
Oh.
I can't even say
it three times fast.
Paul Lesney.
Got me. Oh my God!
Whatever.
I can't even start it.
Whatever. He's
damn. It's not happening.
He retired. So
well, good.
Yeah,
we don't have
to
say
his name.
He
played for Penn State. Paul. Let's just call him that.
Dang it!
Paul Snusty.
What did you do to me? Why can't I get it out anymore? Oh my God!
All right.
This is comical.
Yeah, I know. So, Penn State Paul is not there anymore. And so, you know, that I think that kind of hurts where they're at set up defensively. I think they're having communication issues because of that. They are just all over the place.
You don't think Smith's a good replacement in the middle?
Is he he's not a middle linebacker like that, though. He's more of a
weak side linebacker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's good in coverage and stuff like that, but I don't know who's getting those guys set and getting them guys ready to go and ready to play. I mean, they let the Cowboys put 40 on them, dog.
Yeah, they did.
The Cowboys, you know, and Dak is playing better. I'm going to give him that. He is playing better the last couple of weeks. But still, the Cowboys should not be putting up 40 on nobody.
No.
Nobody.
No.
Especially with that offense. I mean, I think they probably got better when they got Amari Cooper, but
well, we'll see.
Yeah, for sure.
That's going to be really interesting.
Well,
because it's not because of his talent. His talent had no reason why he was struggling in Oakland.
I know Cooper's weird, man. I always feel like if Cooper didn't get five targets in the first quarter, by the time he got the third quarter, he checks out.
Yeah,
and then he starts dropping the ball.
He's a head case.
Yeah. I always felt like that. I kind of felt like he kind of just checks out. But he in Dallas, he's going to be the main. I mean, who else is Dak got to throw to? You know, on third down, where's Dak going to look? You know, where is he else? He's going Beasley, Cooper. And Cooper can get open. His thing is, Cooper can get open. He can have some big games. He's probably going to do a lot for that offense. We're just going to find out if Dak is good or not, basically. That's what we've got to find out right now. How good is Dak?
No.
Because he better produce better than Derek. Because of all this Derek Carr slander, I better see Dak putting up 40 yards and Mark Cooper putting up 50 yards.
That's not.
I better see it. Yeah. That's all I'm going to say.
You won't.
Go back to Blake. I think Blake is Blake Bortles. I don't know how the Jags did not see this at the beginning of the year and the rest of everybody
else
saw.
No, they saw it. They saw it. They just thought that they could stick with the formula. And, you know, there's something with NFL head coaches that they're at such a high level. That it's almost like an arrogance. Like, I can fix anybody.
It's ridiculous.
This is my system. We're going to run my system. And you guys are professionals. And you will play what I need you to play.
just ridiculous.
So I feel
bro.
Like I feel there's that air of arrogance that just yeah, we did it last year. Of course we can do it this year. We don't care. We don't care if there's you got tape on us now. I don't care. We're still gonna do it to you. So I think that's what it is. I really do.
And he does. Ain't like he doesn't have bad wideouts. He has a lot of speed on the outside. He's got good. He's got decent wideouts over there.
Young wide receivers.
One young wide receivers too. So he should be finding a way to make some plays besides just running the ball, because it seems like that's all he could do right now.
Well, I mean, he'll throw it off somebody's helmet and he'll try and run a screen and just throw it to a defender instead.
I mean, I tried to tell people, man, that felt like an 8-8 team. They did, because I just know you knew Blake was going to regress. So
regress. He never took a step forward. He never did anything to shine. Like he had what, one game against the Patriots?
Yeah. They had the whole season last year. That's what
he
say.
Did not have the whole season.
He didn't even play
game,
well.
That running game and that defense had that season.
Yeah, he didn't even play that well last year. He just has a Seahawks game. Everybody's like, oh my God, Blake's here.
Yeah.
Blake's back.
No.
Oh my God, Blake Bortles.
I'm sorry. No.
And then he's getting disrespected by Malcolm Jenkins this week and stuff. And nobody likes Blake anymore. See, everybody's off the Blake train. See, I tell you, after week two, everybody's on the Blake train. My God,
well,
380 yards.
I'll tell you what. The people that saw his pocket awareness were not on the train.
The Blake trail. Oh, my God. It's 380 yards. Blake, he's so special.
We were definitely not on the Blake train.
Oh, he threw 380 yards against the Jets. Oh, my God. He's so great. Blake is 3-1. The Jags are Super Bowl contenders. Whatever, dog. Whatever. All right. So, next quarterback. I mean, this just seems like an AFC South episode. Because we're going to talk about the much revered and the much loved, very loved by the media, especially by Colin Cowherd. He loves him some Andrew Luck.
Yeah, because he was mad. Everybody was dogging him early, and he was talking about how he wanted to see what was going to happen. Let him get into it again, and he is playing well right now.
Yeah,
he is playing well right now. But I want to put him in kind of the same we'll see category, because As the season started and everybody's watching him throw and he can't get the ball going where it needs to go, I think everybody kind of took it easy on him. So now that he's coming back to a higher level of play, I think people are going to start taking him a lot more seriously, and I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. But, I mean, I like how well he's playing right now. I really do.
See, let's just put this in context. All right, so he has 20 touchdowns, right?
Mm-hmm. Second in the league, right?
Second in the league. So he's throwing the ball. Let me see how many. Okay, I think he leads the league. He has the league leading attempts. I'm just going to take a guess. I'm taking a guess he leads the league in attempts. But we'll confirm this right now. And he does. He leads the league in attempts. 311 yards, right?
Who's next?
Joe Flacco, 303, right?
Really?
Which is crazy.
Flacco's throwing the ball that many
times. Why do the Ravens think he's just like...
Well, no, that's classic Ravens. They have guys that can run the football. They do it successfully, and they don't give them the ball. That's on Harbaugh right there. That's completely on Harbaugh.
That don't make no damn sense,
man. That's been for years. That's been years. It's been like that for years.
So Luck leads the league attempts, okay? But he's 11th in yards.
What's his completion percentage?
His completion percentage is 65. So
okay. So it's a lot of dink and dunk.
But is that good for dink and dunk? Think how many attempts that is. Chris, let's just add context. I'm in the context of Andrew Luck here. So, yes, he leads the league in attempts. He's 11th in yards. It's not. I don't think that's really good, right? His average yards per attempt is 6.3.
That's not good,
that's not right? Good. So yeah, he's throwing a lot of touchdowns. I give him that.
They're getting to the red zone, and they're
moving the ball because he's still efficient
in the red zone.
He's a efficient quarterback. He's a smart guy. He's efficient. He's gonna do the right thing. He's gonna make a lot of throws, right? But let's just talk about. I mean, he's been pretty good recently to the middle of the field a little bit, mm-hmm. but deep. I mean, he's not.
No. He's not even attempting it.
He's not really.
No.
No. He's not really attempting any deep passes that much. You could tell by his YPA. He's not attempting deep passes, right?
Yeah.
His average depth of pass is probably super low too. I think he's one of the lowest in average depth of pass. Is he being efficient? Is it working? I mean, I don't know. They're 2-5. Is it working?
Well, I think at the start of the season, they didn't know what was going to happen. And I think a lot of those, I don't know. They've played well recently. They've been in every single game.
Yeah, but I mean, if you throw the ball, look at these attempts. At Houston, he threw the ball 62 times. Against New England, he threw it 59. I mean, last week was his relaxing week.
They're throwing to set the run up.
His last week was his relaxing week, and he still wasn't over 7 YPA. He still was 23-17 for 156. He threw 4 touchdowns, yeah. But, I mean, that's not winning football, bro. I mean, he's basically Sam Bradford right now.
Ooh.
He's like, I mean, look at his numbers. He's Sam Bradford, dog. I mean, I don't understand. There's no round it. I mean, it's totally proof that come on. Look at his YPA. Let's go back and look at Andrew Luck's YPA from 2015. It's just, 2016 is last year?
Oh, I'm sure it's over 8.
7.8.
Oh, almost 8.
Right? So, obviously.
They're trying. I think they're still trying to figure him out.
Yeah.
But he's being really efficient with it.
He's being super efficient. Mm-hmm. He's playing well that way. But I think we need to relax the brakes on.
I agree. I'm not there totally yet. Back. I'm not there yet with him. I'm not there yet with him. Like, I'm not there yet with Watson. And I'm not there yet with Mahomes.
See, Mahomes is different, man. I think you got to be there with Mahomes.
With all that talent around him, I can't be there yet.
You got to be there with Mahomes.
I want to see a season.
I don't know. What else?
Give me the season. Give me next year. I want to see the same success next year.
Mahomes can win MVP, Chris.
I want
to. I'm going to go back.
I thought you said. There you go.
It's Drew Brees. There you go. MVP.
There you go.
So he is.
And he can't get rookie of the year.
He's going to get something. He's going to offense play of the year.
Maybe offense
play of the year. Well, that probably could be Gurley. Office play of the year, probably.
I just want to give me the whole year.
Maybe they just snuff Mahomes this year.
Give me the whole year, and then next year, that's if he's got a lot of success by week 12 next year, I'll be on that train. I just need to see a body of work.
You just need to see a body of work, huh?
Yeah, I can't crown somebody. The last time I crowned somebody after their rookie season, the guy's not even in the league anymore. So I'm not doing that again.
Okay.
I'm not doing that again.
Okay. I mean, 22 touchdowns, 8 games. Chris.
That's a phenomenal start.
We're not talking about Andrew Luck, who got 20 touchdowns in 8 games. So.
I won't give it to
totally
him either.
Different way, though.
It's a totally different way.
Totally different way.
Complete difference.
He's not throwing the ball 80 times a game.
No.
God. No. 60. I mean, you lead the league in attempts, bro, and you're 12th in yards. I don't make those. Come on. That's what I'm saying. You talk to Colin Cowherd, add no context to this. You got to add context to Andrew Luck's season, because there's a reason why they're 2-5 still. Because if he was really just destroying the league and throwing 20 touchdowns all over the field, it would be different than him just dinking and dunking and doing these slow drives.
Yeah.
And depending on the defense to keep them going. Because it's basically what he's doing. I mean, if you look at his YPA, it's totally, against Philly, it was 4.1. He was 20. He was 25 for 40 with 164 yards.
And they still almost won that game.
They still almost won that game, dude.
Yeah, they're going about it a different way.
Yeah,
kind of like how my guarantee backfired on me.
Oh, your Cam Newton guarantee?
Yeah.
Yeah, that did backfire you.
It was 17-0, Marcus, and the Panthers were in, oh my God, this isn't good. And then I don't know what the hell happened to the Eagles. I have no idea what happened to the Eagles.
I think they got too conservative. See, Chris, I don't know if I can agree with you, man. I think Cam played pretty well in that second half, dog. I think he had a...
He didn't throw the ball downfield once.
I don't know. I don't know if I can...
And if he did, they were nowhere close to what they needed to be.
He had 3 passes down that traveled 20 yards in the air. He completed 2 of them, though.
In the whole game?
The whole game.
3 balls.
He was 2 for 3. He was 66%, 20 air yards.
3 balls
downfield. How many attempts did he have? So he was... 25 for 39, so he had above 10 yards. Let me count here. He had 4, 10, 12. So he had 15 passes past 10 yards.
And what was
20 of his so 24 of his passes were below or
and what was his completion percentage on those 15 passes that were more than 10 yards downfield.
His
completion
percentage. Okay, so give me, we do math here, Chris. So we got
He had 13. He was 2 for 3 right, on passes down 20.
So 12. So 15. All right, so you got 15 attempts. Got 2, 4, 7. So he's 7 for 15.
7 for 15.
He's 7 for 15 on passes past 10 yards. So that means he was pretty perfect from everywhere else. So,
well, it's not difficult to, when the guy's standing right next to the line of scrimmage and you're as giant as he is, just to dump it off to him.
Chris, we complained about how he isn't efficient, and then when he's inefficient, moving the ball.
I'm mad because the Eagles were up 17 points, and I was waiting for my two interceptions to come, and then all of a sudden he stopped. He's not throwing the ball downfield to give me my interceptions, and it's North Turner's fault.
Just looking at this Pro Football Focus numbers, it's weird. I mean, the Eagles, he was against the blitz. He was He was 0-for-4 against the blitz. But they didn't blitz him.
No, they stopped blitz. I've never been so frustrated.
When he wasn't blitzed, he was 25-for-35 with 2 touchdowns and 269 yards.
And 1 touchdown was a 1-yard pass. And the other one, I think, was flip to Curtis Samuels. That was a forward pass in the backfield.
So basically, it seems like the Eagles.
He didn't even actually have to throw the football.
I wish I could split this by half, but I can't.
He didn't even have to throw the football.
Football Focus, step your game up, so maybe I can split it by half. Just because I really want to check out the half. Because I really want to see when they went up 17-0 if they stopped blitzing him.
Well, they only blitzed 4 times.
And they blitzed him 5 times. He only got the ball off 4 times.
So that says enough. Do you think they didn't blitz at all in the second half?
What I want to see.
I got you. So you think all 5 of those blitzes came? 5 blitzes in the first half only. Only.
I mean, well,
they must have been terrified that he was just going to run.
Yeah. You can't really blitz Cam Newton, can you? Because if you miss.
Yeah, you can. Right. But that's what it is, if you miss. Did they really think they were going to miss that much?
Well, maybe they thought they were up 17-0, and if they just dropped back, that he.
No, you keep the pressure on the guy because he will let the ball go and he will make his own mistakes. Shoot, he only completed 7 of 15 downfield.
Yeah, but they obviously decided we're going to rush forward and play zone, and he just took what they gave him, and
yeah,
he won the game that way.
Yeah, because Norv said, just give it to McCaffrey. Here he is. 0, -2 yards in the backfield to 5 yards downfield. Just dump it off to him. Don't do anything else. McCaffrey went off.
Yeah, because he didn't have a good day rushing.
No, but he caught everything.
Is McCaffrey a good running back?
I don't know. The way they want to run that offense is they want to run the ball. They really do. And I think in a base offense, when they turn around and give the ball to McCaffrey, I did see some runs which were like right up the middle of the defense that McCaffrey looked great. But I don't think he got that many opportunities because they want to get Cam involved in the running game as well.
I'm telling you, man, Funchess too, bro. Funchess, he's out of the 6 catches, 62 yards, and a touchdown. Funchess is stepping up, man. Because they shut down Olsen.
I saw a catch to the
basically, so what it seems like is that they shut down Olsen because Olsen had.
He had 2 catches for 5 yards, and one of them was a touchdown. It was a 1-yard touchdown catch.
Yeah, so they shut him down, right? They probably game plan. We're like, we're going to shut him down. We're going to make him go to Funchess and McCaffrey, which he did. And he did all right, man. He did all right.
I would force that man to throw the ball down the field. That's what I would do.
I mean, he's been doing that his whole career, though, Chris. That's what he usually does, just force the ball downfield.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's what I want him to do, because that's turnovers and that's incompletions, and he's not a good quarterback when he's throwing the ball down the field.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't get why they just stopped.
I don't know what happened. I really don't. The offense looked miserable, too. They let that defense right back in the game, and then the defense controlled the tempo. Carolina's defense.
Yeah, damn, he's under pressure a lot, though, man. He's under pressure 20 times. Damn. He still won? So I'm saying, I wonder if they got any pressure in the second half. Because he was okay, so he's 20 dropbacks. So he was 16 to 22 in the second half. I saw that somewhere, I think. That's weird, man.
They ruined my prediction. That's all I know.
They must have really just got safe. They must have been hounding, harassing his ass.
It killed me. It absolutely killed me.
They must have been harassing his ass, and he just
I was
stopped.
Sitting there. I was licking my lips. I'm rubbing my hands together like, yes, here comes my prediction. And then the whole game changed. The whole game changed. Now I got to eat crow on my prediction. They were up to 17 points that I said. What did I say, 31-17? That's what I said the final was going to be, right?
Yeah.
They were well on their way. They were well on their way.
I picked that game wrong, too. I took 28-24, so I picked that game wrong, too. So don't worry about that one. You're right.
I got to eat crow on that.
Okay, so let's look to let's do a little rookie update. What we think of some of these rookies. Got Rosen getting a new offensive coordinator, Byron Leftwich.
I think that's going to be really good for him. I think that's going to open up the playbook. I think it's going to go back to almost the old playbook.
Okay.
To an extent. I don't think they're going to really throw a brand new offense at Rosen like that. I think they're going to stick with a lot of what they do, but I think they call 31's number 30 times this game.
30 at least, times?
At least. Between running the ball and design that's passes, true. He's getting 30 touches.
That could be very possible. And I bet his fantasy owners would very much love that.
Yeah.
So,
that'll be my guarantee of this week.
I think they're going to throw the ball deep a lot. I think he's going to pull out some Arians.
Yeah, so I think so too. I think that's that old offense is going to creep its head back.
Test that deep ball by Josh Rosen a lot. Christian Kirk and a little
I'd love to see him and
JJ Nelson
get a nice little connection going, build some chemistry together.
I think they already have pretty good chemistry from what I've seen. I mean,
I'd love to see it just develop more.
Yeah, for sure. Because they're tied together, drafted the same year. Yep. They're going to be stuck together for a little bit.
Yes, they are.
And I hope Leftwich does good. I think he's going to do well. Darnold, he looked all right last week. He didn't play very well.
What I've been noticing with him, though, is he's late with his decisions, and then he'll force it. I feel like that's maybe his biggest weakness right now. Or he'll make the right read, and he doesn't trust himself, and he doesn't let the ball go. And then when he does finally let it go, it's late, and it's incomplete. So it's like he's making the right reads. He's just not trusting himself to follow through.
Nah, he's not playing well at all. Threw another three picks last week. That was one of his biggest things coming out of college was his
turnovers.
Turnovers. So I mean,
we did talk fumbling. About that.
He's not fumbling, at least. I mean, that was biggest issues in college. He's not fumbling. I mean, it's good, but he's pretty terrible against the Vikings. I mean, he's a rookie, man. He's got to have his growing pains.
And that
dude.
Is one of the better defenses in the league.
He played pretty terrible last week. That was pretty awful, especially under pressure. He's 3 for 11, 2.3 YPA. It's ugly.
He's late with his decision making.
Yeah,
I don't think he's caught up.
Which
I mean, it might be the speed. Maybe he's not there yet with the speed, the game speed.
I mean, Mike Zimmer on third down can do that to a young quarterback.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm sure he
absolutely.
I'm pretty sure he saw something pre snap, and then he snapped the ball, and he did his
wasn't
head
there
was like,
anymore.
Like, what the fuck is going
no.
on?
Wait, where did he come from?
Why is there? All he sees is this a 2-2 flashing all around him. That's all he sees.
And then he comes up to the line of scrimmage under center and the two linebackers in the A-gap. And he's like, I think I'm going to go to shotgun on this one.
He's just... and then he loses 22. Where'd 22 go?
Yeah.
And he throws a pick to him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was bad.
That's what I'm saying.
That was bad.
I feel bad for the kid. He's probably because this is probably exactly what happened. He's like, we're 22. He probably lost him. And then Harris Smith is just, dude, right there.
Ball in my hands. Thank you.
Yep. Fooled you.
Well, so wait, didn't that go off his receiver though?
Yeah, but so still,
it's not really. I can't put that on.
I mean, but still, I mean, Harrison Smith was—he was there.
Yeah,
he was there. Yeah. He was around there.
Yeah,
Harrison Smith is around there. Baker Mayfield. So, what do you think about Baker? I think
he's a conundrum right now for me. I feel like he's pressing.
You think so?
I feel like he's pressing. He had such a good start to his season that he wants to do whatever he can to get back to it. And I think he's starting to press a little.
I think he struggles throwing the ball outside.
Well, I also don't like what they did with getting rid of Hyde. Hyde was such a security blanket for him. He didn't have to. He could get some of the pressure taken off of him. Now it's Chubb back there. And you got a rookie running back and a rookie quarterback. I didn't like that move.
See, I noticed this on tape. He has trouble throwing the outside, like outside the hashes deep. And now to look at Pro Football Focus and look at the directional passing. Yeah, they probably proves me wrong because he's 0-for-3 to outside left past 10 yards. He's 1-for-3. He's 1-for-5 outside right past 10 yards.
Well, you know who's been benefiting from all of that?
Who's that?
Njoku in the middle.
That's true.
Dude, he's killing it the last two, three weeks. He is killing it.
See, I watched that game between the Bucks and the Browns. Watched a lot of him. And this is what I noticed. This whole chart right here is what I noticed. That during the middle of the field, he is money.
Yeah. Well, that's what he did. He did that like crazy at Oklahoma. He was always throwing it to Andrews, his tight end.
Yeah.
Always.
But outside is like he was never
throwing to the receivers down the sidelines. Never. It was always up the middle. And if it was the outside, it was because Andrews came out of the formation and he was the outside receiver. So he loves to throw to his tight end.
So he's struggling with accuracy outside the numbers. He's money down the middle. I also think he has a problem of not taking what the defense gives him. I think that's a big problem with him.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of plays on tape where he had a chance to, especially as the second half, they're driving, they're down 16-2, it's a 2-minute drill. They get to like the 20-yard line, and he just starts forcing the ball.
The end zone.
He's forcing the end zone, dog. I'm like, you got 3 downs and 2 timeouts, bro. Yeah. Yeah. They give you this wide open middle. Just dump it off to the guy in the middle. Let him get 10 yards, call timeout, dump it off. And then he kept trying to force the end zone. And the last play on 4th down, he tried to cut, roll out, make a play, and he fumbles. It was a hilarious fumble where it fumbles and it rolls out of bounds. He got past the line. He got past the 1st down, mind you. And then it fumbled, and then it went. It was the most Browns thing. He fumbled, and then it went backwards.
That was the most Browns
it went backwards
thing.
And like went, and then started to move forward too, and then like stopped, and then went right before the 1st down line. It was the most Browns fumble I've ever seen in my life. Seriously, it was just like,
I love that description.
It's like the football gods is like, no 1st down for you. That's basically what
it was. The most Browns fumble I've ever seen.
It was. It was like, what, man? Like, that doesn't even make any sense. So that's my thing with Baker. I think Baker, he's got a little issue.
He's got some work to do.
He's got some work to do, but I think he's still there.
Agree.
He's
still there. Agree. He's still there. I think he'll turn it around.
I think he's playing the best at all three.
Agreed. Agreed. We felt we liked what it was. His evaluation coming into the season,
yeah.
We both agreed that he was the number one choice.
Yeah.
And I still think he's playing at that level.
Oh, for sure. Josh Allen is a different story, though. Josh, he's hurt, but he's like last in every statistical category that there is.
We, again.
He's been completely awful. Let's just be honest with ourselves.
You say, hey, everybody gets one. He got his one. He had his one against Minnesota, and now he's what we thought he would be.
Yeah, he's just he's been awful. I don't know better able to explain that.
He is who we thought he was, and we have not let him off the hook.
Yeah, man. I mean, completion percentage 54, 2 touchdowns, 5 picks. His YPA is 6.
He is who we thought he was.
He's just terrible, dude.
He's who we thought he was.
Just disgusting.
We knew it. We saw it.
I mean, he had that game against Minnesota. He played, that was probably his best game, was the Minnesota game.
Should we talk about one quarterback who might end up in Buffalo?
Who?
Mr. Chad Kelly.
I doubt Chad Kelly gets another job, dog.
You don't think that Jim Kelly would get him in there? They would take Kelly and get rid of Peterman.
I don't know.
You don't think they'd make that switch?
I
could see him do it.
They might, but I don't know. That's the only place he could go.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's where you're going to... How hard do you think they were laughing in that locker room the next day? He did what? After Vaughn's party, he went where?
I guess they were mad at how drunk he got at that party. He was acting a fool at the party because he got super drunk. And they had that party every year, and he was kind of messing it up. So I guess they were mad at him about that. But damn, Josh Allen's terrible. Man, dude, he has out of his six starts, a dude has thrown more than 5 yards per attempt twice. Twice, Chris. And what did the game was?
I bet
Minnesota.
You there were lasers too. Every single one of them.
One of them was against Minnesota.
No touch on the ball.
which that was his main game, his first one. And yeah, a couple games he threw 82 yards, like 10 for 19.
That franchise is in trouble.
All right, man. Enough of these rookies. This is depressing.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's wrap this up. Tell a little Phillip Rivers, Big Ben, kind of two guys drafted the same way, drafted the same draft and kind of going opposite
directions. Been in the league, yeah, for a long time.
So I think Rivers is playing at MVP level. I don't know who's really. I mean, only
nobody's talking about him, man, because he's the other. They're the other team in L.A. They're worried in L.A. about people coming to see the Chargers.
Yeah.
We talked about it at the beginning of the season. We both thought that the Chargers would have a good year based off what they did on the defensive side of the football in the offseason, what they did last year defensively,
yeah.
And then everything that happened offensively. Phillip Rivers had a good year, and you get the resurgence of a rookie who was hurt last season in Mike Williams.
Yeah.
He's coming in scoring touchdowns as their fourth option at wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
So I do like what's happening in L.A. With both quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And I think you're right. Rivers has the chance to put an MVP season together.
Oh, for sure, man. I mean, he's throwing 69%, 17 touchdowns, 3 picks.
That's been the biggest key. He's not turning the ball over late. They're not having to press at the end of the game, and he's not making those big turnovers.
Yeah, and he's got Keenan Allen, who's awesome. Mike Williams stepping up. I mean, all the guys you named. Man, he's prime for a MVP type season.
The Chargers are prime for a big, you know, rest of the season as well.
Yeah, I think they got a chance to make the playoffs. I mean, they can't beat the Chiefs though. That's their main problem. They might they got to go to Kansas.
They got to go to Kansas City because they came in week one. That was the game that I thought Mahomes was going to have a hard time, but he did not.
He might the second time they play him because the defense is playing better. He might the second time. We don't know. We got to see what they like. When they play there,
they'll actually have tape on them now. They didn't have anything to look at before. They had to deal with them week one.
I feel about the whole Breeze thing. They're gonna get Breeze the award, especially he hasn't thrown a pick all year, which is crazy. It's been 8 weeks, man. He hasn't thrown a pick all year, including 77% of his passes. I'm telling you, they're gonna give it to him. I think it's not a give
at this point. He's earned it.
He's earned it.
I don't know if it's a give right now.
It's a career award. They're gonna give him the career award. I just know it. Drew Brees, you're just gonna give him the career award.
He might just flat out earn every ounce of that.
Big Ben though. Big Ben.
Is missing Le'Veon Bell that big of a deal and is causing Ben that big of a problem? I feel like obviously they don't have the same kind of explosion out of the backfield in the passing game with Connor.
Mm-hmm.
But Connor's been an impact player. You know, he might not be Le'Veon Bell, but he's what, top five in the NFL as far as running backs go?
Yeah, I mean, Connor's having a really good year.
Great year.
I think Ben, he just presses too much, tries too much. It's basically what it is. And he's sometimes he just forces the Antonio Brown sometimes. I mean, he's just Big Ben. I mean, at this point, I think he's just old.
I don't think we're seeing anything new.
He's just older. He's just older, and it's not as effective. It's basically what's wrong with Big Ben. He's not adjusting like Phillip Rivers is a little bit.
Being more efficient
with the football and stuff like that. He's not adjusting that way. He's just kind of being Big Ben. Because he should be playing better. He's not playing terrible. Let's not get crazy.
No.
He's still playing all right. He's just not playing at Big Ben's level.
No. I mean, he's had two games with three interceptions or more already.
Yeah. And then, I mean, he's not playing up to Big Ben levels. I mean, they almost lost to the Browns, and we see how good the Browns really are at this point, right?
They're always in it at the end, though. They want to make everybody freak out.
I know, but
they want to make everybody freak out.
Yeah. I mean, they shouldn't be in the. I mean, exactly. The Steelers should not have tied that game. They should be 4-2. But, you know, he threw three picks in that game.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they're 3-2-1. Mm-hmm. So he's
was
got
it three or was it four? I thought he threw four in week one.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he threw four in week one. That is very true.
Yeah.
So, it's not getting any better for Big Ben. But we'll see. We'll see. I mean, things can get better.
That word again.
He's like, at least I'm not Eli Manning. That's what he gets.
Oh,
he's somehow Eli.
Man.
Eli's struggling. You know, Eli is costing me fantasy points.
There's not even anybody to go to bring in. Who do you bring in?
I don't know, man. Just throw a little Luletta out there. See what he does. Let him get tore up. Maybe he's got some athleticism to him. But I'm still mad at Eli because, you know, I was down a little bit in fantasy. And he had Beckham wide open on that goddamn.
And he won't throw the ball down the field.
Like, I could have made that pass, Chris.
He's afraid to throw. He's afraid to let it loose.
I could have made that pass, Chris.
Marcus, I've seen you throw, though.
I don't know. I think I would. I kind of got it there. I think I could have got it there. I mean,
that's saying something.
I really think
that's saying something.
It was right there as soon as the ball was hiked.
I know. Eli, yeah, he doesn't want to turn the ball over, and he's just not willing to risk anything anymore.
He's terrible now. All right, guys, I'll wrap it up for this week. We're about 45 minutes in. Chris got a flight to catch.
I'm gonna get out to New York this weekend. But I'll go check on Eli.
Eli.
I'll check on Sam. Yeah, I'll get the pulse, see how they're doing. I'll come back with some
information. He's got his press credentials.
I'll come back with some information for you.
Let's get some new sources, according to the sources, next week. Yeah. See what's going on with Eli and them.
Yeah.
Check out week 8. Let us know how you feel. We're 8 weeks in. We got 9 weeks left. Football season is too damn quick. Shit, because college is almost over.
I don't even want to think about that yet, Marcus.
College is almost over.
I don't even want to think about that yet.
We got a month of college football left.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Goddamn month. ASU still sucks.
Oh, you want to talk about
Manny Wilkins?
Oh my God, I could spend an hour and a half right now on him.
I know.
Don't do that to me.
We'll end it on Manny. Manny, we'll be glad to see you go.
This was a show all about, like, these guys are having quarterbacks having it rough right now, aren't they? Huh? Manny definitely is having it rough. How can you throw the ball like? You know what? He's Josh Allen.
He's Josh Allen. Yeah, he
must
have
got number
one too,
right? He's got a cannon. He can't make right decision with the football. I don't understand why he checked it down.
Oh, Chris, don't decide to talk about that. Oh my God! What was that?
The time run.
There's no timeouts, Manny.
No, there's nothing. There's nothing.
There's no timeouts.
You checked it down into the middle of the field, and you got 6 seconds left on the clock.
Throw
what
it to
are
the
you
end zone.
Doing?
Throw it to the end zone or throw it away.
The drive before.
Yeah.
He made a phenomenal move to make the defensive end miss, and he climbs the pocket, and he took these 4 or 5 huge steps forward, and he's looking downfield, and he walked right into the defensive tackle. All he had to do was look to his left and see how much wide open field there was. He could have ran 25 yards down the field because they were playing man coverage on the backside. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Marcus.
He's terrible, and he's been there for like 4 years. Like, go away.
And they can't get anybody to beat him out.
Get out of here, man. How do you keep beating people out, bro? I don't know. You must be a quick learner, and you just convince coaches. They must just... They just trust you. You just must be a good leader.
Herm's sitting there going, what do we got? What can I do?
Where's Blake Barnett at? Did he leave already?
He left.
Damn it.
He left. Manny beat him out, and he left. All he had to do was stick around for 3 games this year, and he'd be in right now.
He'd
be in right now.
Go away, Manny. You're done. Can't wait till the season's over.
There's only one thing that I got left for this season, and just beat the Wildcats.
Yeah.
Just beat the Wildcats. Just beat the Wildcats. Please, that's it. That's all I want. Can you do that for me, Manny, before you leave, please?
Just beat the Wildcats.
Just beat the Wildcats. I'll be happy.
Yeah. All right. All right, guys. So that's the show. Make sure you hit subscribe on Spotify and iTunes, and we'll see you next week.
Later.